USS Tripoli is the third Navy vessel to be named in honor of the historic land-sea military operation against Derna in 1805, the battle immortalized by the official hymn of the U.S. Marine Corps. Tripoli is also a member of the first class of ships designed to support the new F-35B Lightning II.
It is an LHA, basically a small aircraft carrier. She's about the same size as USS Lexington, 850 feet long, with a crew of just over 1,000.
Retired Rear Admiral Don Quinn, a former naval aviator, is chair of the USS Tripoli Commissioning Committee. He says the ship is about two-thirds of the way through the process, from construction to activation.
Initially, the Secretary of the Navy picks the name for the ship. Picks the sponsor. In this case, it's Mrs. Lynn Mabus, wife of the former Secretary of the Navy. And the ship is built, the crew starts coming in, and then you get to the point where the Secretary of the Navy decides on where to commission the ship. We got wind of the opportunity. We threw our hat in the ring and offered to do it here. And thankfully, the Secretary of the Navy chose us.
USS Tripoli will be Pensacola's sixth commissioning ceremony, dating back to the USS Mitcher in 1994. The USS Bonhomme Richard was commissioned here in 1998, USS Iwo Jima in 2001, USS Forrest Sherman in 2006, and most recently the Pensacola Group organized the 2011 commissioning of the USS William P. Lawrence. However, the actual ceremony was held in Mobile. Admiral Quinn says experience was one of the factors that helped Pensacola secure the bid.
Number one is the community. Community support for the commissioning, because there is fundraising and you want the crew to have a great experience. The most important event in the life of a ship is probably combat. The second is commissioning. It's a huge event. So the community and then logistics. In this case, it's a large ship, so you have to have a large pier. Security, deep water, all of those things go into factors in terms of deciding.
The commissioning ceremony for USS Tripoli will be held at Naval Air Station Pensacola and paid for by the U.S. Navy. The commissioning committee will be responsible for paying for all other aspects of the week-long celebration. Quinn says the typical cost for a smaller ship is about $140,000. It's as much as $300,000 for a large vessel.
This is a large ship, crew of 1,000. The biggest expense, we provide plank owner certificates for the original crew members of the ship. So that's over 1,000 plaques. There are also some others that we give out to members who donate money to the ship. So $300,000 is what we're shooting for our goal.
The commissioning committee has been fundraising for a few months now, having launched the effort at the Navy League Marine Corps League Summer Social in August at Seville Quarter. Committee member Harry White has been involved with all of Pensacola's previous commissioning events, and he says they've all started pretty much the same way, with a contribution from the same prominent former naval aviator.
Judge Lacey Collier, for the last five commissionings, now six, has been the one to make the first donation, and he insists on that. So Judge Collier got his picture taken signing that first check.
White is a retired Air Force veteran and served for two decades as public affairs officer for NAS Pensacola. He says with their Admiral's Circle initiative, they expect to get contributions not only from individuals here, but from outside the local area as well.
Historically, we have reached out and gotten people from Alabama, even Louisiana and Georgia, who have some ties to Tripoli, or the Marine Corps, and they'll be willing to jump on board. And John Carr does an absolutely wonderful job of reaching out and raising funds. We've never had an issue. So very confident going in that, yes, we will have the funds to do it right.
And they'll need to get it right. The commissioning ceremony is expected to draw anywhere from about 6,000 to 10,000 guests, possibly including the Chief of Naval Operations and the Commandant of the Marine Corps. With such distinguished individuals in attendance, White believes funds raised for the event will be a great investment in the local community and the future of the military here.
It's more about making the kind of public relations dollars. There will be huge economic impact, but more than anything else, it's the reputation of Pensacola as a community and Naval Air Station Pensacola as a military facility to support these kind of events.
In the run-up to the ship's activation into service next fall, USS Tripoli crew members already are engaged in onboard training and regularly taking part in community relations projects here in Pensacola, including renovation of a veteran's home. More information about the ship, its commissioning ceremony, and local fundraising efforts is available on our website, wuwf.org. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.